So I'm looking at a visual poem that I made that actually started out as a chalk pastel on a black surface, on a black paper. And I was playing with the idea of a grid, a soft grid, and also letters and rearranging pieces of letters and numbers and mixing them up, the different pieces. And then I took that idea and put it into an art generator, generative art program, and manipulated it further with some prompt words. So, I mean, it was kind of a series of manipulating it and changing it until, you know, there were several pieces that came out of that. And this one was one of many. Because that's what happens when I'm working on something like this. I have the original artwork, but I also have different things I've made from the original. But it's all in terms of visual poetry, and I often select one to put on Twitter, and this was it. I think it kind of is neat because, you know, if you enlarge my work, which I don't know if people actually do that, but I mean, you're looking at my work perhaps on a bigger monitor, or you could be looking at my visual poetry on your phone. And then some people might, you know, enlarge it and zoom in to take a closer look. And thinking about that, I will play with the idea of how pixels are altered depending on how the viewer sees them or how they're looking at it and or interacting with it. So, you know, if you enlarge some of my work that looks quite crisp and clear on one scale, and then you enlarge it, it could become very foggy, very pixelated. But I reverse that as well, where something that looks unclear, if you enlarge it, gets clearer and clearer as you get larger. So I like that idea of playing with, because it's interactive. But again, I'm not so sure if people do that. But for me, I mean, I do. When I look at somebody's work on a computer screen, I mean, I don't just let it pass by me. I actually do increase its size and take a close look. I just am fascinated with that. You know, I'm the person in an art gallery that gets warned that I'm getting too close to an artwork and to step back and that kind of thing. You know, the guards will come and say, you're leaning in too closely. So, I mean, I'm always looking at those fine details. So I kind of use it too in my digital art, that idea. Title-wise, you know, I think when I looked at this piece, I automatically saw it as a very soft grid, you know, the way that things were laid out. So I do think of it as almost an ancient worn calendar. So I would have called it, or could call it something along that line, decaying calendar, calendar through time for a title.